Good morning, listeners. Get ready to tune into the frequency of knowledge and possibilities as we embark on a thrilling journey through the corridors of learning. I'm your host, Purva Mittal, and you are listening to the vibrant waves of Cold Radio, your gateway to the fascinating world of courses at the prestigious Department of Distance and Continuing Education, School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi. So, grab a cup of inspiration, fasten your seat belts, and let's launch an exhilarating exploration of education that knows no boundaries. The academic halls of School of Open Learning are waiting to welcome the new generation of learners. Today, we are going to dive into the pool of opportunities, and joining us will be an esteemed faculty from the Department of English, Ms. Nalini Prabhakar, Assistant Professor. Let's hear her out.
Hello everyone. I am Nalini Prabhakar from the Department of Distance and Continuing Education, School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi. This audio presentation is meant for students who wish to pursue the BA Honours course in English. The purpose of this audio clip is to enable you to make an informed choice regarding your course of study. BA Honours in English is a prestigious undergraduate course offered by Delhi University. It offers a foundational understanding of the domain of literature and culture in its broadest sense. You will be engaging with various genres like poetry, fiction, drama, etc. This course will equip you with specific skill sets that are necessary to analyze and critique literary and cultural texts. You will explore ways in which literature reflects, presents, or even influences the changing socio-cultural landscape in any given society. First things first, who all are eligible to take admission? The first eligibility condition is that you must have an aggregate of 45% in four subjects at your class 12 level. This aggregate must be arrived at after adding the marks obtained from subjects listed in A, B1, and B2 lists. You must choose English from list A as this is mandatory for you. List B1 and B2 are domain specific. You must choose two subjects from list B1 and one subject from either list B2 or B1. Before I take you through the general course structure, you need to familiarize yourselves with certain abbreviated terms. DSC is Discipline Specific Core. For you, this is English Literature. GE, Generic Elective. For you, this is a discipline other than English. DSE is Discipline Specific Elective. This is again English, and these papers will be offered from semester 3 onwards. AEC is Ability Enhancement Course, and this is offered in the first 4 semesters. SEC, Skill Enhancement Course, one paper is offered in each of the first 6 semesters. VAC, Value Addition Course, one paper is offered in each of the first 6 semesters. Academic Credits. This is the unit by which the coursework is measured. Let's now briefly understand the general course structure. Once you are admitted to the bachelor's program, you can earn a BA Honours in English degree after the completion of 6 semesters with 132 credits in the relevant papers. If you wish to earn a BA honours in English with research / academic project / entrepreneurship, you need to continue for 2 more semesters and earn an extra 44 credits in the relevant papers for a total of 176 credits at the end of 8th semester. Alternatively, you can also earn a BA Honours English with research in discipline 1, which is your major, and minor in a second discipline other than English after securing 176 credits at the end of 8th semester. To earn a BA Honours English with a major, you need to earn 88 credits in English discipline. This would mean that along with 20 DSC, that is discipline specific core papers, you need to do 2 DSE, which is discipline specific elective papers in all. To earn the minor in a second discipline other than English, you need to earn 28 credits from a total of 7 generic elective papers in that discipline and write a dissertation. To achieve this, you need to continue with the same generic elective paper in subsequent semesters beginning with semester 1. Now let us take a close look at the course structure of semester 1. In semester 1, you are required to earn 22 credits from 7 papers. You need to earn 12 credits from 3 DSC papers, 4 credits from 1 GE paper, 2 credits from 1 AEC paper, 2 credits from 1 SEC paper, and 2 credits from 1 VAC paper. The 3 discipline specific core papers are compulsory. These are discipline specific core 1, Introduction to Literary Studies. The texts prescribed in this paper are Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice; Gerald Prince, Selections from Narratology, Form and Function of Narrative; A.N. Cole, A New Province of Writing; Milton, On His Blindness; Wordsworth, Composed Upon Westminster Bridge; Emily Dickinson, After Great Pain; Tagore, Where the Mind is Without Fear; Ferguson and Slater, Versification and Poetic Syntax; Mahesh Dattani, Tara; Watson, The Nature of Drama; Habib Tanveer, It Must Flow, Life in Theatre. Discipline Specific Core 2, European Classical Literature. The texts prescribed in this paper are Homer, The Odyssey; Aristotle, Poetics; Sophocles, Antigone; Aristophanes, Lysistrata. Discipline Specific Core 3, Indian Classical Literature. The texts prescribed in this paper are Vyasa, Selections from the Mahabharata; Kalidasa, Abhijnana Shakuntalam; Ilangodigal, Silapathikaram, The Book of Vanchi. Generic elective. In this category, there are papers listed from disciplines other than English. You are required to choose one. You are advised to choose a paper from a discipline you have studied at class 12 level. Further, if you wish to earn a minor in this discipline with 28 credits, you must opt for the same discipline paper in subsequent semesters. The papers on offer are Commerce, Business Organization; Economics, Principles of Microeconomics 1; History, Delhi Through the Ages, The Making of Its Early Modern History; Mathematics, Theory of Equations and Symmetries; Political Science, Ideas in Indian Political Thought. Ability Enhancement Course. Paper offered is Environmental Science, and this is a compulsory paper. Skill Enhancement Course. The papers on offer are Commerce, Finance for Everyone, English, Communication in Everyday Life, Hindi, Rangmanch. You must choose one. Value addition course. The papers on offer are English, Reading Indian Fiction in English, Hindi, Bharatiya Bhakti Parampara or Manav Mulya, Political Science, Constitutional Values and Fundamental Duties, Sanskrit, Yoga, Philosophy and Practice. You must choose one. Course Structure, Semester 2. The same pattern of papers as in Semester 1 will be repeated in Semester 2 as well. You need to earn 12 credits from 3 discipline-specific core papers, 4 credits from 1 GE paper, 2 credits from 1 AEC paper, 2 credits from 1 SEC paper, and 2 credits from 1 VAC paper. The 3 discipline-specific core papers are compulsory. These are Discipline-specific Core 4, 14th to 17th century poetry. The texts prescribed in this paper are Geoffrey Chaucer, General Prologue and Pardoner's Tale from Canterbury Tales, Philip Sidney, Sonnet 1, Walter Raleigh, The Passionate Man's Pilgrimage, John Donne, Sun Rising, The Canonization and The Good Morrow, John Milton, Book 1, Paradise Lost. DSC 5, 16th and 17th century English drama. The texts prescribed in this paper are Christopher Marlowe, Dr. Faustus, William Shakespeare, Macbeth, Aphra Behn, The Rover. DSC 6, 18th century literature. The texts prescribed in this paper are Alexander Pope, Rape of the Lock, Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels, Oliver Goldsmith, The Vicar of Wakefield. Generic elective, the following papers are on offer. Commerce, Communication and Management, Economics, Principles of Macroeconomics 1, History, Delhi through the Ages from Colonial to Contemporary Times, Mathematics, Introduction to Linear Algebra, Political Science, Introduction to the Indian Constitution. You must choose one. Ability Enhancement Course. In this semester, papers from various Indian languages, Assamese, Bengali, Hindi, Punjabi, Sanskrit, Tamil, Telugu, and Urdu are being offered. Before you opt for any one language, do check the eligibility condition specified. Skill Enhancement Course. The papers on offer are the same as in Semester 1. Choose any one which you have not opted for in Semester 1. Commerce, Finance for Everyone, English, Communication in Everyday Life, Hindi, Rangmanch. Value Addition Course. The papers on offer are the same as in Semester 1. Choose any one which you have not opted for in Semester 1. English, Reading Indian Fiction in English, Hindi, Bharatiya Bhakti Parampara or Manav Mulya, Political Science, Constitutional Values and Fundamental Duties, Sanskrit, Yoga, Philosophy and Practice. That brings us to an end of the course structure for Semester 1 and Semester 2. Now let us turn our attention to what is expected of you. The BA Honours English course is a demanding course and you are required to have some skills to negotiate and do well in this course. It is expected that you already have reasonably good language skills and some familiarity with English literature in general. This course entails extensive reading and interpretation of literary texts as well as secondary material. Hence, students with high achievement levels in English language and good reading habits are likely to do well. You should note that the self-learning materials provided by the college are neither textbooks nor should they be used as a substitute for textbooks. They should be used only after you have read the primary textbooks prescribed for you. The self-learning material is uploaded on the website sol.du.ac.in. Before you take a final decision about joining the course, please do spend some time going through the prescribed textbooks and self-learning material. It will give you an idea about the kind of demands that the course will make on you. I hope this audio clip has clarified some basic issues regarding the course and will help you in making your choices. Best of luck and thank you for listening.
As the sun sets on another captivating episode of Cold Radio, we hope you have been inspired, informed, and ignited with the passion for lifelong learning. Remember, the pursuit of knowledge is a lifelong adventure, and School of Open Learning is here to light the way. If you have missed any information or want to explore more about the courses, please visit us at www.sol.du.ac.in. Stay curious, my friends, and never stop reaching for the stars. Until next time, this is Purva Mittal signing off. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining bright.